If you're a regular traveller on the York Harrogate Leeds rail line, I've got some bad news for you. Northern Rail have announced cuts to services from May, including an early service designed to help travellers to London get there before 9 a.m, as well as evening services. It comes at a time when the government is encouraging us to go back to our commutes to the office, as well as talking about Northern Powerhouse Rail and levelling up, quote unquote. And of course, we're all meant to be becoming greener and using public transport rather than the car, aren't we? So Nina Smith is the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Nina. Oh, I'm so sorry. Nina, I've pressed the wrong button. Good afternoon. Are you there?
I am, Harry. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely. So, Nina, was this an expected decision?
No, basically. I mean, we know that Northern at the moment is having to cut some trains out of the timetable because they are short of drivers, and that's partially as a result of COVID. And, of course, today's figures on COVID are absolutely horrific, but also because of the long-term effects of the two-year COVID period. It means that they haven't sort of been able to train the number of drivers that they want to. So some cuts are expected. Where we would criticise is what they are cutting. And as you said in your introduction, to cut the first train out of Harrogate, the 6:07 in the morning, is completely untenable. I mean, people need to get to other cities for business. By cutting out that train, it means people can't get to London until 10 o'clock instead of 9. They can't get to Birmingham until 10 o'clock instead of just after 9. They can't get to Sheffield until gone 8:30 instead of 7:45. And I could go on. I mean, that is just not acceptable. And the second thing with the timetable that's totally unacceptable is the 2-hour, 10-minute gap in the evening that is being proposed between, I've got a figure in front of me, but roughly 9:30 to 11:30. And I believe that 9:30 train is the last train to Knaresborough. Now, the first and last trains of the day are incredibly important for people. And in the evening, it's not just, people wanting to get home from being in Leeds for the evening. It's people coming back from London, coming back from Birmingham, needing the connections. So the Harrogate Rail Supporters Group has written to Northern. We have written, as Rail Future Yorkshire have written to Northern. We've asked them to reverse those changes and look for ones that have less impact on passengers.
Nina, if you were to sort of give a percentage about how much this is to do with cash loss during COVID, what sort of figure would you offer?
I don't think I could offer a figure. I mean, I think what I would say is it's the Treasury trying to recoup money that they spent during COVID. Now, the Treasury spent about £14 billion on supporting the railway during the COVID period. The problem is the Treasury is seeing that as sort of general revenue expenditure, just day-to-day living, in other words, whereas we would see it as an investment in our future. As you said, we have to get greener. The government has a commitment to zero carbon by 2050, and it is not going about it the right way. It has cut air passenger duty on internal flights. It has not increased the duty on fuel for 10 years, and it's just cut it by 5 pence, and yet rail fares have gone up by at least 40% in the last 10 years. Train services are being cut. The Treasury just does not seem to understand that, if we're going to have a livable planet, then, we have to get people out of their cars and onto trains and onto buses. And, of course, buses have been hit probably worse than trains. Well, we need a rethink in the Department of Transport, in the Treasury, in Number 10, about the importance of public transport.
Nina, feeding into everything you've just said, shouldn't we be looking to expand services rather than cutting them, as well as making connections easier to promote all forms of public transport?
Absolutely. I mean, there's 2 points there. I mean, the second one really is about connectivity between different types of transport. And it's really important that, when you come out of a railway station, you can very easily get on a bus, or if you get off if you're commuting, you want a convenient bus journey to the railway station. Or if, there aren't any convenient bus journeys, at least you need decent car parking facilities. We need people to be on trains for the majority of the journey. And Harry, I've forgotten what the first part of your question was.
Well, shouldn't we be expanding services rather than cutting them?
Oh, Absolutely. I mean, obviously, expanding services takes time because you've, one, got to have the trains to enable you to expand the services. You've got to have the suitable lines. But, I mean, the integrated rail plan, as far as Yorkshire's concerned, is a major disappointment because we desperately need the Northern Powerhouse Rail, which would make much faster connections services across the Pennines. We needed HS2 for much faster connections between Yorkshire and Birmingham in particular, not so much London, where the journeys are quite fast. But by taking express trains off the route to London, off the East Coastline to London, we'd free up capacity there for rail freight. And we need to get a lot more freight onto the railway. And to do that, we need at least one new railway line across the Pennines, which can take a lot of freight. The government's proposals for very welcome upgrading of the line through Huddersfield, but only allows for one freight train an hour during the day. And upgrading the line through Huddersfield should be seen as complementary to having the brand new route that goes through Bradford, rather than being, as the government seems to see it, as an alternative to it. So yes, we need new lines. We need the line between York and Beverley reopened to cut the amount of traffic congestions from people who are commuting from places like Market Weighton. We need to hurry up with reopening the station at Haxby, and we need a half-hour service between York and Scarborough, which was promised pre-pandemic for Northern to run. It now looks as if it may be run by TransPennine, but won't be hourly and won't start until 2023, and that's only speculation.
Well, Nina,
new services we need.
You're saying lots of wonderful things that people are probably listening to and thinking, oh, that would be so useful. But unfortunately, the topic of our conversation this afternoon has not been overtly positive. If you're a regular traveller on the York Harrogate Leeds rail line, Northern Rail have announced cuts to services from May, including an early service designed to help travellers to London get there before 9 a.m. as well as evening services. Thank you very much to Nina Smith for joining me. Nina is the chair of Rail Future Yorkshire.